Since 1997, Wisconsin has received abstinence until marriage funding, but it's not taking that money this year. Stephanie Marquis is a spokeswoman with the Department of Health and Family Services. She says under new federal requirements, states can only use the money to fund programs exclusively focusing on abstinence.
In the past, we've been able to include information about contraception as well as sexually transmitted diseases.
The Wisconsin Family Planning and Reproductive Health Association says that's important because studies have shown abstinence programs don't always work as intended. The association's director, Lon Newman, had urged the governor to reject more than $600,000 in federal money for which the state was eligible.
There's some good things, but generally it's been a lot of money for not much proven results.
A study published in the Journal of Adolescent Health found that teens who'd taken pledges of abstinence were more likely to have other forms of sexual contact, some very risky. Even though it plans on rejecting federal money, Marquis says Wisconsin will continue to promote abstinence. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.